Ruth, Portrait of Love. Ruth said, "Do not urge me to leave you or to return from following you. Where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. May the Lord do so to me and more also, if anything but death parts me from you." Ruth is the story of a woman who so loved her mother-in-law Naomi, she could not be apart from her. Her character is Christ-like, a testimony of true love, deep and abiding. Like Jesus, who just cannot let his creation go, Ruth could not let Naomi go. How precious is the bond of love which cannot be broken. Above all, Ruth was an extremely loving human being. Her kind and tender disposition is a reflection of Jesus. Her intensely caring nature is for us an example of Christ's love. Interestingly, the name Ruth comes from a Hebrew word which means friend. This Hebrew word stems from a Hebrew primitive root word, meaning to tend a flock, pastor, shepherd, or in this case, shepherdess. How appropriate. Ruth, great-grandmother of King David, was a humble and obedient woman who was loyal and hard-working. She was a Moabite, married for 10 years to Mahlon, a Bethlehemite of Ephrah, of the house of Elimelech. After her husband's death, she moved to Judea with her mother-in-law. Here, she met and married her second husband, Boaz, a Bethlehemite of Ephrah, of the family of Elimelech. Boaz was a godly man who loved the Lord. He was principled, tender, and of strong resolve. When he inquired of his overseers about Ruth, he immediately recognized the uprightness of this foreign woman. Boaz performed the ancient rite of redemption for her deceased father-in-law, Elimelech. This meant Boaz bought all the property belonging to Elimelech and his sons, Mahlon and Chilion, including Ruth. These he purchased from Naomi, Elimelech's widow. Boaz gladly redeemed the family name of Elimelech, for he saw the godliness of Ruth. He respected her, admired her, and trusted her. He loved her so much that when she placed herself at his feet, he would not deny her. Boaz is a type of Christ, as is Ruth. And like Naomi, Boaz could not refuse the fiercely loyal and ardent love of Ruth. Naomi was caring and tender toward her daughters-in-law. Ruth loved her so intensely she refused to be without her, forsaking her homeland to abide with Naomi. She loved Naomi and trusted her completely. Ruth chose to be with her mother-in-law instead of staying in the comfort of her homeland. Naomi must have been a very special woman for her daughter-in-law to care so deeply for her and be so devoted to her. The narrative of Ruth is one of fervent love. In her, we see the steadfast love of Christ for his people. Ruth's story is a simple yet profound message of love and faithfulness. It is an example of the Creator's love for his creation. We see in Ruth the abiding love of Christ, who could not, who will not let us go. In Ruth, we have a picture of Jesus Christ, who left the comfort of his heavenly home. He humbled himself, stooping to his own creation, estranged from him by rebellion, that he may provide salvation and deliverance from the destitution of sin. Similarly, Ruth left the comfort of her own people, traveled to a foreign land where she humbly provided for her mother-in-law, obediently working in a stranger's field, providing sustenance for Naomi, saving and delivering her from destitution. Oh, what a beautiful example we have in the loyal, dedicated, faithful, and loving Ruth. It is a rich portrait of the one who so profoundly loves us that he just cannot let us go. Praise be to God our Father for his loving kindness in allowing his own Son to perform for us the redemption rite to restore us to his image. Entreat me not to leave you, nor to turn back from following after you. Wherever you go, I will go, and wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God.